In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
Saturday, when Football Hotbed will host their Dade Broward Palm Beach event, which will encompass all the teams from Dade Broward and Palm Beach, giving them an opportunity for media day. And a lot like the BCA, they're going to have all the top media, national, local, because when you're talking Miami-Dade and you're talking Broward and some of the teams in Palm Beach, there are a lot of high profile kids, certainly an opportunity. And what they do at the Football Hotbed is unbelievable, from youth all the way into the NFL. So they kind of follow football at all levels, concentrating on a lot of the young kids. They have a lot of games for the young kids. They have a lot of events throughout the course of the year. And Brandon O'Doy is kind enough to join us this evening. Brandon, thanks so much for taking the time on this Monday. Not the greatest weather, but I'm sure you're inside.
Yeah, I'm inside. Blue, how are you doing on a Monday night?
I'm doing good. And I know this is a big week for you because this is an event that you work extremely hard on. As you know, we talk about, you know, what Dave does at the BCA, or Dan LaForce's last weekend, or Josh Wilson the week before. I mean, there's a lot that goes into it. You got to get a schedule together. You got to ensure that all these teams are going to show up at the right time. You have to make sure that things flow along, and then, you know, you go from one station to the next to the next. That's a lot of work.
Yeah, it gets kind of busy, but, you know, like you said, Blue, like, we have to, in this South Florida community, have an event where we have the elite teams and some of the teams who are aspirational for being district, regional, and state championship caliber programs. We have to give them a chance to shine. We have to give the media an opportunity to be in one place, to gather content. And I think one thing that's so unique about our market is that we have so many media, multimedia organizations that is producing content around South Florida athletes and allowing them to shine and be promoted. And so it increases the amount of opportunities that kids have. You've led that charge for, you know, several decades.
Too many years.
Exposing. I didn't want to put a number on it.
No, I know.
But at the end of the day, I mean, what you've done, you know, it just served as a model. And there's so many young multimedia guys who are, you know, kind of following in their own way in your footsteps. And, you know, when the more traditional media days that we've had in past years in South Florida, when they kind of went by the wayside, and then BCA has done an amazing job, as you've outlined, you know, I said, I've got to step up. It wasn't my desire. It's not cheap. It's a lot of stress, as you say, but you know, we had to do this for the community. And so we're on year 3 this year. And Saturday, we're going to have over 30 programs come to the Hope Church of Christ beginning at 8 a.m.
Nice.
And we're going to introduce a lot of young key players. In the past, we've had the Jeremiah Smiths and Josiah Traders, guys who are household names. And they just casually saunter in, you know, as rising juniors with not much fanfare, and then a year later, they're larger than life. So that's the kind of thing that takes place in South Florida.
No doubt. Brandon Odoi joining us, Football Hotbed, which is a household name, not only here, but throughout the Southeast, throughout the country. A lot of people, you always see that, whether they see their profile pictures, they're always wearing their Football Hotbed shirts or whatever they have. The other thing, too, Brandon, and when you take a look at, as you mentioned, some of the marquee athletes that come through, there is a lot of competition down here. A lot of people around the country, smaller states or even bigger cities that don't recognize high school sports. South Florida is unique. You know, it's a bigger market. It's a five-sport professional athlete or professional team area. There's a lot to do. You have a major college in Miami. You have FAU, FIU, and all the other NAIA schools. But at the same time, the media embraces the high schools because they know that it's one of the best, if not the best, areas in the country. They give it a lot of attention because, you know, as well as I do, you come down to a spring practice and there could be 50, 60 college coaches. And I'm not just talking about small schools, but I'm talking Ohio State and Notre Dame and Alabama. It's so important to the sports fans. Talk about that, because I think that's, you know, a lot of people don't understand, and a lot of people who are transplanted maybe from New York or, you know, Pittsburgh, they don't get how big this is.
It's huge. And, you know, I'm not a South Floridian by trade. Obviously, I'm from Atlanta, Georgia, but when I moved here 17 years ago and started to embrace the culture, and as you said, I started covering youth football. As I moved to the high school ranks and started going to games at Travis Powell and started becoming immersed in the culture and became familiar with St. Thomas Aquinas and all of the things like American Heritage and other big-time programs like Christopher Columbus and so many other things, I realized how special this place is, and it's because of how serious people take wins and losses at the level. You literally have more people playing currently in the NFL who are from this area than any other place, and it's not that big. So you have kids that, you know, they're asked in elementary school, hey, what do you want to be when you grow up? And these kids are saying with a straight face, I want to play in the NFL. And it's believable here.
Sure.
It's attainable because you know somebody you grew up, or you know somebody who knows somebody who was just an average Joe youth football player, went to high school at one of these, you know, good programs, or even programs that are sort of middle of the road or lesser, but they had great talent. They get recruited to go to places, and then the next thing you know, they're on NBC News, ABC, whatever.
Sure, sure.
You know, playing in the NFL, and that's a real life story here. And having been here, and Football Hotbed turns 13 next Monday, having been immersed in this culture, covering, you know, since 2009. I have now seen two generations of kids go from being five to now playing in the NFL. And it's like these kids are just average, everyday kids, and then one day they're millionaires. And that happens so often here. And that's why it's so different.
And you back, you know, to back up what you said, last year at your Hotbed Media Day, there were 14 kids on two teams that went to Power Four schools. Two schools, St. Thomas Chaminade, had 14 players go on and play at a Power Four level, which is unheard of.
It's absolutely unheard of. And, you know, I love when St. Thomas comes to Media Day because Roger Harriet literally sends his entire team. Now, they can't come this year because they're going to be at Dave and Buster's, where you, I believe, are broadcasting, because they got to be at the BCA event this week. But at the end of the day, that's unheard of to have, like, look at Chaminade, how many kids that Damon Jones and that Chaminade program produced last year. They're calling it one of the best high school football teams to ever be assembled. You know, and these are the types of things that people don't get. When Miami New Orleans lines up their wide receiver core, every kid on that wide receiver core is capable of attaining a Division I scholarship. That just doesn't happen. Nobody can cover two really good receivers, let alone four. And so you have quality and speed, and this is literally the life. And now a new phenomenon, Larry, is you have people coming in from outside of South Florida trying to take advantage of some of the juice that we have, And that's just how prolific we are. People are moving here, changing their whole lives, and coming to live and grow up in South Florida because of the opportunities that are presented by doing so.
And the competition, and we talked about that earlier, a lot of these teams, you know, as we talked about in the beginning, understand the assignment now. The Centrals, the St. Thomases, the Gibbons, Heritage, Chaminade, all those teams that at the end of the year are in the state, are in the national title mix, but they found out that if you don't up your schedule, you won't be considered. You'll be finished in 12-1 or 14-1 and not even be in the conversation. But now, like Chaminade last year finished second in the country behind Bishop Gorman, you have an opportunity now this year. You look at Columbus, they've upped their ante. St. Thomas has upped their schedule quite a bit. Central always plays a tough schedule. Booker T. Washington, Miami Edison. Everybody understands the assignment, Brandon, because they know that you're not going to get that national ranking. You're not going to get that, you know, a Matter Day. You're not going to get that Gorman. You're not going to get that St. John Bosco ranking unless you play that type of schedule, and they've done that. And certainly in the Broward Showcase this year, which we're excited about, from last year, you have the 1, 2, 4, 9 teams in the country playing, which is not too terrible for one venue. Tell everybody how they can follow you, you know, for your website, also for your social media, because there's a lot, you put up a lot of stuff, and a lot of people will enjoy reading it.
Yeah, footballhotbed.com, at Football Hotbed on all social media platforms. I'm at Brandon_O'Doy. And we just enjoy, like you do, Blue, covering South Florida football, making opportunities where we can. Like you said, taking kids on the tours around the Ivy League. We just got back.
Giving
kids the opportunity to get to the next level and have a chance to take. We put pride in not the guys who are the elite guys. They're going to go no matter what. It's that second tier that may need a little bit of help, that may get into an FCS or whatever. And that's why we do our events, our showcases, our camps. We were just with Coach Cristobal, who's coming on later, doing our middle school camp there. We've had J.J. McCarthy, who was a first-round pick in that camp. Dante Moore, he's at Oregon. Malik Murphy, who started for Manny Diaz at Duke. And Malik Murphy and Manny Diaz were at that camp. I send a picture of Diaz watching Malik Murphy. He uses it to recruit him, and that's how he got him to be a starter. That's the power of Hotbed World. That's the power of the brand. And he said as much in ACC Media Days. I was like, wow, blown away by it.
Good stuff. That's awesome. Brandon, we'll see you on Saturday. Thanks so much for taking the time to talk with us.
Thanks, Blue.
Good stuff. Brandon O'Doy from Football Hotbed. A great read. They have a lot of good stuff. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and even youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. When we come back, we wrap up hour number one. Marcus Benjamin from Keynes County is next.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.